We rocked and bumped on, going up a rise now. It was tough stuff. Smart of Lee to think of that detail. Otherwise he could have become a human torch. We turned right, still following a track. The motorbikes appeared again, coming pretty fast, making up the time and space they'd lost. I couldn't see the boys. From one of the bikes came a familiar flash of flame. It was the mark of a gunshot. So they were still keen to kill us. And of course there could be no other outcome, really. They couldn't take us prisoner. They'd be too scared to try that in the middle of the night, and we'd already proved how dangerous we were. I didn't really understand how Lee would stop them with a small petrol fire. After all, the bikes could be manoeuvred around that. No big deal, really. The three boys hadn't even taken their guns, so it wasn't like they were going to shoot the riders while they were distracted by the flames. Then I realised and I cried out. "What?" Jess asked, looking scared. I stopped the ute and looked back down the hill. I wasn't sure how good a view Jess had. Mine was pretty good. Of course, Lee had volunteered to be the one who'd light the match. He was the only one who could do this. I couldn't have done it. Like a pack, the bikes came on. There were three, not two. I saw at least one pillion passenger. Maybe they'd paused when they did to pick up reinforcements. Now they probably had time to register that the car had stopped up on the rise. They were in a bunch, bunched together. Lee had chosen the spot well, considering he'd had so little time. The gradient on either side of the track meant they were forced together and the rocks caused them to slow down. I wondered if they smelt the petrol and had time to think about it for a moment.